In honor of Frederick Douglass, the music series at St. David's is presenting a recital and evensong. This will be Sunday, February 19th, starting at 4:30 p.m., with director Douglas Buchanan and also baritone and composer in residence, Razé Cheetham. I have them both in the studio today. Welcome. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Judith.
Thank you, Judith.
So how will this double program actually reflect the life of Douglass?
Well, in the Episcopal Church, the actual saint day for Frederick Douglass is called the Feast of Frederick Douglass, Order of Truth and Justice. And so this idea of speaking, of orating ideas of truth and justice sort of permeate this evensong from the opening recital, which features Julius Eastman's prelude to and the actual piece, The Presence of Joan d'Arc. The prelude is a 10-minute baritone solo, which Razé will perform, and then a 20-minute virtuosic wild rumpus for 10 cellos. And then the evensong will feature hymns and new pieces that have been composed by Razé and will be sung by the Choir of St. David's. Razé has chosen some really interesting texts that really reflect that spirit of Frederick Douglass.
Looking at Julius Eastman and then also the works that you've chosen to set to music by bell hooks, Audre Lorde, and James Baldwin, how do all of these speak to you then, particularly in the context of this feast that we're celebrating?
A large part of it has to do with almost my personal connection through identity through these great writers and orators, and the larger context of how they're almost like my literary saints, people who, with great conviction, with great truth, and with a spirit grounded in mutual trust and support, are still able to push boundaries and champion specific causes as it relates to not just racial justice and climate justice or gender justice, but truly justice for all people. And in particular, one of the larger extent ideas that I wanted to build upon was a quote from one of Frederick Douglass's autobiographies, where he says, reflecting on his first breath as a free person in the United States, how previously it felt as one might feel upon escape from a den of hungry lions, and how anguish and grief, like darkness and rain, may be depicted, but gladness and joy, like the rainbow, defy the skill of pen and pencil. And I wanted to, through these three pieces, almost kind of chronicle that same journey. One that first reflects on how cruelty is often what removes humanity from ourselves, and how at the same time, it's through that cruelty that we can learn great empathy for one another. Empathy as kind of the solution, or part of the solution at least. One that says that through our kind of community ties and bonds, that's how we can actually work together to solve some of these injustices too.
Douglass, it's so wonderful the way you use this series to highlight these important figures in history. It's going to be a very moving program, obviously. What is the best way for people to find out more?
You can follow us on Facebook at St. David's Music. You can visit us online at stdavidsbaltimore.org. And you can also follow us on YouTube or just show up at 4:30 p.m. or tune in via live stream on any of those platforms, and you'll be able to watch and listen and learn and experience.
I've been speaking to Director of Music Ministries at St. David's, Douglass Buchanan, also baritone and composer in residence for this season, Razé Cheetham. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Always for you.